When sitar maestro Ravi Shankar died last week, I was ready for all the ubits in the West that would call him the man who taught the sitar to George Harrison or the father of Norah Jones. But I was surprised by the images of both Fox News and MTV showing the picture of the wrong Ravi Shankar. Spiritual guru, 56-year-old Sri Sri Ravi Shankar with his flowing black beard instead of sitar great 92-year-old Pandit Ravi Shankar. That picture went viral in India. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Ironically, the spiritual guru who had been killed off by Fox News and MTV is best known for his Art of Living programs. Anyway, he quickly tweeted out his condolences, probably to reassure his followers. Ravi Shankar's death was, of course, a huge media story in India. For months, my local newspaper has never had a front page. Usually, it's a wrapper for ads about a new car or a dream housing complex or gold jewelry. But in death, Ravi Shankar finally gave us back our front pages. His sitar gently weeps, ran one banner headline. There have been other musical greats in India, but Ravi Shankar was different. We woke up to him every day without even knowing it. He composed the theme music with which our national television flickered into life at 5:27 a.m. each morning. He was the first note of the new day at a time when there was only one television channel. The first time I actually saw Ravi Shankar playing the sitar was at the Kremlin in Moscow. I was no classical music buff, just a callow student. I don't remember who the president of the USSR was at that time, but I do remember the Kremlin vibrating with Ravi Shankar's sitar. I never met him. I don't really know my ragas, but I understand one thing. He made my life in America immeasurably easier because he and his fellow musician Ali Akbar Khan exposed America to people like me and our culture. As a friend said, he was India's soft power in stereo. He was the West's discovery of India. Others will judge his musical legacy, the pieces he composed, the collaborations he did with the likes of Yehudi Menuhin and Rostropovich and Philip Glass. I just love the fact that this man defied Kipling's dictum that East and West can never meet. That he could cheekily produce an album called West Eats Meat. He embraced the West, but was not in awe of it. At his concert for Bangladesh in New York, when the crowd went wild as he started strumming his sitar, he quipped.
Thank you. If you appreciate the tuning so much, I hope you'll enjoy the playing more.
I remember seeing an article in an American news weekly on the 25th anniversary of Woodstock. Under the heading of Where Are They Now, they give quick updates about the main players at Woodstock. For Ravi Shankar, it said, whereabouts unknown. I had laughed then at the ignorance and laziness of some editorial intern who didn't know that the maestro was still busy touring the world. Now I'd like to think that Pandit Ravi Shankar has not really gone. He's still out there somewhere, whereabouts unknown. For KALW, I'm Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.